We get the program underway this afternoon, though, by welcoming to the show a man who's been making terrific music for more than 5 decades now, a singer, songwriter, and actor who's got a wonderful new album out to look through the great American songbook called I'd Rather Lead a Band. We are so happy to be joined this afternoon by Loudon Wainwright III.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Not so bad.
I love the new album so much, and I saw it described as an anti-nostalgic look at the Great American Songbook. What does that mean?
See, I don't know. Got me, Rich. I think the trick is to take these old songs, and you know, most of them were written in the 1920s and 30s. There's even one that was written in 1907. But to somehow, in the performances, the music and the vocals, which is what I did, infuse it with a kind of, so it doesn't sound from another time, and that it applies, I suppose, to our time. That it's not just a look back, but, the listener imagines that he or she is dancing with a loved one on a dance floor, maybe, or something like that, rather than they wouldn't be thinking of their grandparents. They might be thinking of themselves.
Well, they do sound very fresh and new. And obviously, your vocals a huge part of that, but the great work of Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, and of course, Randall and Stewart, and you'd all worked together on Boardwalk Empire.
We did. We did episodes. We did music for 3 episodes of Boardwalk Empire, and then earlier than that, Vince and I were in a Martin Scorsese movie called The Aviator. His Howard Hughes movie that was, I think it was in 2004. So Vince and I go back, and it was a great pleasure to make a whole album with him.
How did you go about picking the songs for this album?
Well, you mentioned Randy Poster and Stuart Lerman, who were the two producers. The three of us, just a lot of going back and forth with emails and MP3s. There are so many great songs, and thousands probably of great songs that were written in this time frame. So we just threw things back and forth at each other, and then somehow managed to whittle it down to 14. But maybe there'll be volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Who knows?
Well, I love the songs from that era, but I have to confess I had never heard the song A Perfect Day, and that might be my favorite song on the album.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Well, that is the song that was written in 1907 by a woman called Carrie Jacobs Bond. She wrote the lyric. It's a hymn, actually. It was a church music. I heard it on an old Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray movie, not Double Indemnity, but another one, a kind of light Christmas comedy. And they sing that song in the movie, and I just was so struck by it that I went online, as you can do, and I found out about it, and we recorded it.
We're talking with Loudon Wainwright III here on Downtown. His new album is I'd Rather Lead a Band, the title song, written by Irving Berlin. But with a little assist from you, you changed up the lyrics a bit for this.
Right. Well, there's the second verse. I can't remember what Irving wrote, and it was fine, but I rewrote 3 lines or something. I am primarily known as a songwriter as opposed to as a singer-songwriter who sings his own song. So I could not resist the temptation of a posthumous collaboration with the great Irving Berlin.
How do you approach it differently when you're interpreting someone else's songs instead of singing your own compositions?
Well, in a way, one of the things I liked about doing this record was, you know, I think singer-songwriters, you know, kind of create a persona to the listener. I mean, I've been making my own records and writing my own songs for 50 years now. So, there's a kind of Loudon Wainwright-ness to my records generally, but this was gave me an opportunity to kind of shed that and just be a vocalist, just concentrate on inhabiting the song and somehow you know, make it, as we were saying in the beginning, you know, making it kind of present and alive for now.
I've always enjoyed your work as an actor as well. We've had a number of the MASH folks on the show. I have to assume after all these years, you still have people come up and ask about your role as Captain Spaulding?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the big questions. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it was the biggest television show on television. And I'm sure it's playing somewhere right now in reruns.
Really enjoyed your work on a film that was done here in the state of Maine a couple of years ago with our friend Peter Logue. We Were an Island was a wonderful short movie.
Yeah, that was fun. I can't remember. I remember the wonderful actress that I worked with, a New York actress called Becky Baker. I can't remember it was an Art and Nan were their first names.
Mm.
I remember our characters, but they were this wonderful eccentric people who bought an island way the hell out, way somewhere in Maine, and, you know, were the only people on the island, and it was their story. That was a fun little movie to make.
Yeah, it was terrific. You also collaborated in a sense on the film Knocked Up, and the album that came out of that, I thought, produced some of your best music in the last 40 or 50 years. I love songs like A Daughter, Was Gray in L.A., and one of my favorites of yours, You Can't Fail Me Now.
Yeah, that's a song I wrote with my friend Joe Henry, who also did the music for Knocked Up with me. Yeah, that's a terrific song. Bonnie Raitt has recorded that song, among other people, too.
What's it like being a musician these days when you're unable to get out and do that thing that you've done for all these years?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you know, I earn my living primarily as a guy who goes around with my guitar and sings in clubs and halls. So I'm not doing that now. I've done some virtual shows. You know, people can find those. I've done three or four of those, you know, sitting in my house, doing a little concert on my phone, which is great because I don't have to travel. But I miss, as I'm sure everybody does, every singer and actor and dancer and any performer needs an audience, a live audience. So it's a tough time for us.
Lab, before we let you go, can you talk a little bit about the very unique squirrel feeder you've got in your yard?
How did you find out about that?
Oh, I've got sources.
Oh. Well, I don't want to get too political. I mean,
it's Stephen King's station. You can get political.
Are you referring to the one that's the head of our fearless leader?
That would be the one indeed, yes.
All right. Well, everybody knows who our fearless leader is. I won't mention any names.
Good.
It's a squirrel feeder you can get. It's a little rubber head that looks like you know who, and it just dangles down from a tree. And inside, if you put some peanut butter, like a little spoonful of peanut butter in this head, squirrels will be attracted to it, and they poke up inside the head, and then they kind of run around maniacally, and it's quite a sight. That we have a couple of I should probably post it on YouTube. It's very funny, and I hope I don't get arrested, basically.
Well, I'm hoping art imitates life, or the other way around here at some point. I know the squirrels are certainly attracted to nuts. Loudon, it's great to talk with you. Love the new album, I'd Rather Lead a Band. Have enjoyed your work for so many years. Thank you for making time for us today.
Well, good talking to you, Rich. Thanks for having me on your show.